Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 326 for Monday, March 27th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market posted solid gains to start the week following advances in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil. Canola was anywhere from $1.50 to $3 higher, with the May contract checking in at $505.60 a ton. That's up $1.90. The Canadian dollar was about a tenth of a cent weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola a little more desirable overseas. Farmer selling was slow when funds are thought to be short in the market. Chicago soybeans were slightly higher on the day, and that contributed to canola's upside. On the other side of the market, weakness in Malaysian palm oil limited the advances. Large supplies from South America continue to stream onto the market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade were narrowly mixed, with the May contract checking in at $9.96 a bushel. Technical pressure and some speculative selling pushed the dominant May contract below the psychologically important $10 a bushel level. Crop conditions in Brazil and Argentina were favorable, and the latest forecast for the soybean crop in Brazil pegs it at 111 million tons, which is up significantly from the previous forecast. Corn was 3 to 4 cents weaker, with the May contract at $3.64 a bushel. Weekly export inspections were about average. However, U.S. exports are still behind the USDA's expectations. Brazil is reportedly considering putting a 20% tax on ethanol imports, and that would be bad news for U.S. companies. South Korea bought 132,000 tons of corn from the U.S., and that was bullish for the market. Wheat futures were 6 cents lower, with the May contract checking in at $4.30 a bushel. The wheat market was pressured by strength in the U.S. dollar. Scattered showers are expected to sweep across the U.S. plains this week, and that should alleviate some of the problems with excess dryness. On the other side, weekly export inspections were much higher than expected, and that limited the losses. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, March 27th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.